Bueno, en el Father, en el Son, en el Gloss, amén. Today we have Ephesus San Irenaeus, doctor, martyr of the church, one of the great fathers of the church from the third century. And so I want to meditate upon the gospel of today. So we can discover the sentiments of our Lord in the gospel of today. He says, do not fear first. So have confidence in me. You should fear only the one who can cast soul and body into hell. Do not fear anyone who can harm you or do something wrong to you, because I am with you, basically, is what he says. And also he says also, even your hairs are counted. So I know how many hairs you have. So saying, I care about you. I am worried. I live in your life in such a depth that I am aware of your needs, your sufferings, and even the hairs of your head. No. And he said also, you're worth more than the birds. and the birds eat, and they don't work. And I maintain them alive. And you're my children. I died for you on the cross. So don't worry what you are going to eat, what you are going to dress with. He said, the Gentiles worry about those things. So our Lord is truth, and Paul is asking us to have confidence. You know, I want to speak about the Holy Ghost, because precisely is what we need to ask for in order to have this confidence. For example, St. Thomas Aquinas speaks that the way to purify our memory and our imagination from worldly things is the virtue of hope, he says. Very interesting. So he said, if we ask an increase in the confidence of God, we will start getting rid of worldly or sinful thoughts of our past life. You know, images, happenings, events, these grateful events of our past life, he said, are purified by the virtue of hope. So remember these three theological virtues that the Holy Ghost brings upon us from the day of our baptism. So our Lord is inviting us to trust in him. So the gift of the Holy Ghost, which help us to develop trust, is the fear of the Lord. The very first gift of the Holy Ghost, which is to live in his presence. That reverence, that respect for God's presence. Because by being aware that our Lord is with us, is how hope grows, to confidence. And we will not hesitate to ask for something, for help, for pardon. So the fear of the Lord is the entrance to all other gifts, all other graces, starting by confidence. So we will, if we live in the presence of God, we will receive confidence, trust. We will be in prayer constantly, because that presence of God. We will be living by faith. We will keep ourselves humble. Because precisely humility is to live in that truth that God is everything and we are nothing. And therefore, that presence of God, that reverence for God, for His divinity, His divine will, His divine providence, His cross, the events that He allowed to us to happen on earth, that will make us grow in charity. Just think about this. So hope, when hope grows, charity for God grows. They grow together. And also fraternal charity. When we expect more from God because we pray and because we're in the presence of God, we will see God in our neighbor, and therefore we will try to show God our love through the neighbor, through our neighbors, our fellow on earth. And after we have we're increasing in faith, hope and charity because the fear of the Lord and humility, therefore we can start receiving the rest of the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Remember that the second gift, if we are faithful to the fear of the Lord, is piety. Piety is the gift by which God, the Holy Ghost, pray in us, through us, to God the Father and the Son. So both together pray through the Holy Ghost in us. And we become a heaven. We became the life of the Holy Ghost, of the Most Holy Trinity in us. Reactivates is reality. Because remember, it's exactly what we receive when we are baptized, is the life of God. And the very purpose of receiving the life of God in our souls is to live it. But more than us living it is rather God living His own life in us. You see? So God wants to love Himself in us, as part of His life. We are part of His life, of heaven. It's one of the most beautiful things. So this is why to live in the presence of God is to respect the reality, the sacred realities of our holy faith. And it's precisely what is the noble sword have been taken away from us. He said the diabolical new religion is precisely to lower down the sacredness of our religion to a human, pure human level. It's what we have to recover through faith, those treasures, by living in the presence of God, by faith. So again, what I said in the last sermon, last week, so we are living the life of God through faith in the Holy Ghost, in the love of God. O sea, faith, hope and charity is what connect us with the life of God. So Catholics must live, that should be the environment of Catholics. It's the root of our holy religion. This is the main gift, the most important duty, to foster and to live in faith, hope and charity constantly. You notice if we are with those dispositions, when we receive sacraments, we receive all that God wants to give to us. Because I want to repeat to you one of the principles of St. Thomas Aquinas, of St. Augustine. Our charity for God, our love for God grows only when we use the maximum capacity of love that God has given to us. It's like a glass. It's what the main example that St. Augustine plays. A glass of water, the capacity of the glass is the love that is in our hearts. But the amount of water in the glass is the amount of love that we want to use in that moment. So if we don't use all the love, all the capacity of love that we have in our hearts, given to us by God, we don't grow. God is not going to give us more capacity in our hearts to love Him, because we are not using it in the whole capacity. Yes, we receive grace ex opere operatus, by the very fact of receiving a sacrament, we receive grace. But that grace might be a drops if we are lukewarm, if we are not using all the capacity given to us by God to love Him. If we don't use all our capacity, means if we are not fervent, we are not going to grow ever in the love of God. On the contrary, we might lose everything altogether if we commit a mortal sin. Because venial sin, precisely, venial sin is to offend God, not to do His will. And His will is that we be perfect. So that we use all the capacities, all the gifts given to us in the highest degree possible. So that is the will of God. That is the first commandment. That is the very first commandment. That is the reason why we don't grow, even if we receive many sacraments. Because we are not using our capacity to love God in the full extent, so with fervor, with fidelity. That is the word, fidelity and fervor at the same time. And that comes precisely from the fear of God, of fear of the Lord, of living in His presence by faith, that we don't want to offend Him. Because the one who lives in the presence of God, we don't want to offend Him, and we don't want to be lukewarm, because looking at us, He wants to give to us, He's crucified before us. You notice, this is the main problem of our society, Catholic, even traditional Catholics. We don't live in these realities because we don't have enough faith, hope, and charity. So if we grow in hope, we automatically grow in faith and charity. If we grow in faith, automatically we grow also in hope and charity. Yes? And if we grow in the love of God by fervent prayer, we automatically grow also in faith and hope. So they grow together, but also they diminish together. If we don't live by faith, by hope and charity, in a fervent manner and a constant manner with fidelity, they will be diminishing. They will be called down by venial sins, and eventually by mortal sin, and will be lost. Faith and hope will be lost, and faith will be still there if we are not unfaithful in great matters against faith. So again, we are here seeing the foundations of our holy religion. Our Lord wants us to have confidence in Him, to live in His presence. This is the principle which makes the saints as saints, great saints. Nothing extraordinary. It's just using what God has given to us. It's all just fructifying with the grace of God what we have in our souls, in our mind, and in our hearts. You notice the Novus Ordo has caused people to be to agree to lukewarmness, so to do minimum, to do certain things, and to focus on themselves, in human things. We can say the Vatican II and the new religion is making official that to be lukewarm is the standard. The standard. So is it the normal? Even if you ask the Novus Ordo priest about prayer, they say, no, do not exaggerate. Basically, they are told in the seminary that you can exaggerate in faith, hope, and charity. It's a blasphemy. This is a huge error. Because the first commandment, to love God with your whole heart and mind, is in all, and in all matters has to deal with the faith, hope, and charity, precisely. So our holy religion is to do all that we can, every minute, and every thought, every word, every action, with the maximum capacity of our faith, hope, and charity. This is the foundation of everything. And this is given to us already. So it's, we have just to start working with those gifts, because we can pray. So we can pray, and we have the faith, therefore we can have the great hope, therefore we can acquire or recover the charity of God any moment with fervent prayer, and therefore we can receive the whole gift of the Holy Ghost to live in the presence of God, for God to start praying in us, and after that the fortitude of God to carry our crosses, which is the gift of fortitude, and after that receive the counseling of God to be able to move in a divine way the whole time, and to lead others to be moved in a divine way, and after that we will receive more gift of knowledge and understanding to deepen in our faith, and therefore to deepen in our trust to God. And finally, we will be able to grow in wisdom, which is to see things as God sees them, and to see creatures and the world in the true light of God, which is vanity of vanities, this world. This world only should be used as much as can help us to grow in the love of God. Otherwise, creatures and the world are an obstacle. If there are an obstacle, our Lord says, cut them off. It's my will, so that you may grow. I keep doing my will, and keep doing your duty of seeking after perfection, seeking after love of God in all things towards all creatures. So let's ask that grace today to acknowledge our dependence upon God, our necessity of being humble, of being to live in the presence of God, so that God will act in us. So we need God, and we have all that we need to become a great saint. Nothing is lacking. Even if there are no priests, we are not lacking the essential things to become a great saint, which is the love of God, His power, His Holy Ghost, through the Blessed Virgin Mary, no? And the saints. And the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen.